News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Ontashka have issued the Green School Resource Pack to schools right around the country, and amongst many other things, they advise students to eat less red meat in order to reduce their carbon footprint. Meat-free Mondays is what they're calling it. Among the critics of the advice is the IFA, who have described the packs as propaganda. Well, Joe Healy, president of the IFA, joins me on the line, as does John Gibbons, Ontashka's climate spokesperson. Joe, what's your problem with this advice?
Well, I think they're overstepping the mark. You introduced that there with Pat Short, and I would consider Pat Short is about as qualified to give advice on diet as either Joe Healy is or John Gibbons or Ontashka are. And Pat Short puts it in a song, we don't give advice on dietary habits, but Ontashka seems to think that they're in a position to do so.
I don't think it's not diet advice, it's climate change advice, isn't it?
When you put it out on paper, or when you put it on a website, that when everyone becomes vegan, it's an answer to climate change. Well, then that's dietary advice. And Ontashka have overstepped the mark. It's unfortunate that they're using their access under this programme to do that. And particularly in schools, I'm a father, I'm a farmer, I'm very proud of the food we produce, but more particularly, I know how influential that the teachers in our school are with my three teenage daughters.
Okay, well, let me bring in John on that. John, you heard what Joe had to say there. Essentially, you're perfectly qualified to talk about the climate, you're unqualified to give people dietary advice, which is what you're doing.
Well, of course, Joe would say that, wouldn't he? I just want to come back...
That doesn't mean he's wrong.
Well, okay, sure. I'll just come back to Joe. I suppose the IFA really got out of bed on the wrong side of this entire issue. Now, I attempted to explain this to Joe on prime time last night, but I'm afraid he didn't listen then, and he's back making the same mistakes again this morning, right? He used the phrase, when everyone becomes vegan. This is basically what the IFA pounced on yesterday when they sent out this half-assed press release. No research, no references, just lash it out and see what happens when it hits the media. Now, this is part of a series of cards, about 144 cards that were put together where kids, school kids, were asked for different ideas. Now, fun ideas, wacky ideas. Now, on the same page that the statement, when everyone becomes vegan, was featured, another card says, when Doctor Who goes back in time to the Industrial Revolution and warns us all. On the next page, it says, to colonize Mars or to cull the population. So, essentially, what we have here is the IFA making a big song and dance about an exercise carried out among school children where they're just shooting the breeze about different ideas. Now,
so should we not take anything seriously in these resource packs then?
Joe, let
John finish his point, then I'll come back to you. Thanks.
Absolutely. Let's finish the point. This isn't part of the resource pack. What happened here is basically the IFA were looking for trouble and they combed a pack, which is a pack of sort of playing cards. And these playing cards were put together using the words of actual children. And they were shooting the breeze, as I said, about 144 of these cards. So somebody in the IFA thought it would be great crack to pick four words.
Okay, but John, let's set aside the veganism thing for a minute. Meatless Monday, though, isn't part of the cards. That's in the resource pack, isn't it?
No, absolutely. You see, let's say what's actually in the resource pack, because Joe has flown a complete and absolute...
Well, let me come back to Joe then on that. Joe, let's park the everyone becomes vegan and everyone can colonise Mars for a moment. Wouldn't the second one be great? What about the idea of a meatless Monday?
We can laugh at it. We can joke about it. John can say it's not in the pack. It's on their website for downloading by teachers. It's encouraged to be downloaded by teachers. When he talked there about... Some of the other options was that when Doctor Who goes back in time to the Industrial Revolution, some of the other comments or choices are so far off the mark that they're actually pointing the school-going children to go to when everyone becomes vegan. This is livelihoods that John and his colleagues in Ontashka are messing with.
Yeah, but Joe, let Joe hold on a minute. There's not a snowball's chance in hell that the entire country is going to go vegan. But the idea of a meatless Monday, let's bring it back to that, which is something that you could see become a kind of a campaigning issue that people would focus on. Is that something that you would oppose?
In any event, Ontashka or John Gibbons are not qualified to give diet advice. They are, and it's their expertise, the whole area of climate change. But I think, and I'm very clear on it, when they've crossed the line when they give dietary advice, and particularly to, you know, in a school pack that's available for downloading. And as I said already, we're very proud of the food we produce. I wouldn't like my children to be influenced on diet by what Antashka would say.
This is
very much what they're doing.
John, we're almost out of time, so a very quick final word to you on this.
Sure. Basically, the IFA is so used to its bully pulpit in the Irish media that they believe that they can actually pick a fight with anybody about anything without the remotest understanding of the issues. And as I said, Joe and friends have completely and absolutely misrepresented this as an attempt to sabotage a very important piece of educational work. And by the way, this thing about climate change has got nothing to do with diet. Climate change has everything to do with diet. And the Irish system, which is based around beef and dairy production, is the most climate inefficient in Europe. It is causing enormous emissions. And the children that Joe claims to be so concerned about, we had 15,000 of them out in the streets of Dublin recently, protesting, demanding that adults,
okay,
and politicians stand up to lobby.
All right. Well, John, your line actually gave out there, but we were out of time anyway. Unfortunately, out of time, because quite a few issues there unresolved. I'd love to keep going with them. John Gibbons from Antashka and Joe Healy, the IFA president.